Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio, our maiden voyage on Mile High Sports, AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 Denver, and FM 96.9 in Boulder. And I wonder how this show plays in Boulder.
Probably not. Probably not their favorite.
So you think we're getting high ratings numbers in Boulder?
Not tonight.
Should we take poke? No, we're not going to poke Ralphie. Ralphie's down. You don't kick Ralphie when he's down, or do you? I don't know if you. Let's take this moment to, well, first of all, Joel Cantalamessa. I'm Mark Knutson. Joel, the proprietor of RamNation.com. If you're a CSU fan, you've obviously been to RamNation.com, and now we're taking that onto the radio, and we're doing so with the one and only standout running back turned standout business executive, Kyle Bell, one of Sonny Lubick's favorite guys ever.
The Kingsbury Express.
Now the man in charge, the guy who makes it run at Ed Bozarth Chevrolet in Aurora. How you doing, man?
How you guys doing?
We're doing really well. We're very glad to have you and Ed Bozarth as a sponsor of the program. And this segment, we'll do a lot of looking ahead. But before we do that, we do need to look back just a tick. What years? I mean, you were at CSU tail end of Sonny's tenure, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I got there in 2004. It was my freshman year. 5 years. 2008 was my last year, which was Steve Fairchild and that staff's first year.
Did you ever feel like a battering ram, for lack of a better word? I mean, I don't remember how many times I was on the sidelines and they just kept giving you the ball play after play. I remember the CU game. I don't know what year it was, but CSU had a pretty good lead in the third quarter, ended up losing the game on a last-minute field goal, but had a pretty good lead in the third quarter. Sonny seemed like he was trying to run out the clock in the third quarter by giving you the ball on every single play. Do you remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I never argued with getting my name called to run the ball. I mean, as with my role, I was more than happy. But yeah, I do recall 2007. My first game back after the year out for my ACL injury, and carried the ball 40 times, and in the third quarter, I guess that was probably the only time in my career I kind of was like, really, what's going on here? But at the same time, I mean, that's what you're out there for. That's what I kept myself in top physical condition to be able to do that. And you know, whenever your name's called upon, you got to be ready to go or let someone else do it.
It wasn't that long ago yet. 40 carries is like three games for most running backs now.
I never argue with it.
Hey, we're here with Kyle Bell. Kyle, if you look back, you had probably what I think is actually the best sophomore campaign in CSU history as a running back, and that was in 2005. And
then in
2005, you guys went to a bowl game, the Poinsettia Bowl. And in fall camp, leading up to the first game, I think it was four practices, something like that. I remember it was just right before the CU game.
Well, it was Weber State.
Oh, it was right. Yeah, Weber State was the opener.
That week one, Weber State. It was the Tuesday practice, it was right at the end of practice. We were just kind of finishing up with some. We were going to do like four plays live, short yardage type situation. Just one of those things that happened. I wouldn't want to call it a freak injury, but just kind of got hit kind of the wrong way. It wasn't a nasty hit or anything, but we're all seeing how, I don't want to say easy, these ACL injuries happen, but it seems like it doesn't take a whole lot. It doesn't have to look gruesome, but it was just kind of one of those things that happened.
Hey, Kyle, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think you got to some inkling with the NFL after you're done playing, right?
Yes, yeah.
I thought so. Who'd you end up with?
Signing as a free agent with Jacksonville. The whole thought process was, from what I was hearing with my agent and with some teams and some scouts, possibility of maybe getting picked up in the seventh round. Actually got a call from the Dolphins during the seventh round, to say, maybe to be aware that I was on the radar, and depending on the picks before me, what would dictate playing out. But didn't end up getting taken in the draft. But Jacksonville called, almost immediately after. Got a hold of my agent. My agent called me, and we kind of had a brief discussion about it. We both thought it would be a good fit at the time, and we went with that.
So you, after that 2006 injury, you still were a key component of the team in 2007, 2008. But you had to split time basically with Gartrell Johnson there, especially in that in your senior year. How hard was that? And then and it seems like a bit of a roller coaster for you because you come back from the injury, you started maybe the first handful of games that junior year, and then senior year you kind of were more of in a reserve role and played a lot on special teams. And that's I mean, as a senior, that's a rough way to kind of close your career. But then you get an opportunity in the pros, and you injure your knee again. Is that? That's a bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah, that's everything in a nutshell there. I mean, obviously, you know, Gartrell busted out and had just a phenomenal senior year. I mean, he caught fire there a couple games into the year. And, you know, you can't argue with, you know, the coaching staff's decision to go with the guy with the hot hand. I mean, that was kind of the situation my sophomore year when, you know, those first couple games kind of took control of that starting job, and then I was given the opportunity and, you know, started out with a couple 100-yard games right off the bat. And so that's kind of how it was, you know, my senior year. Between, you know, coming back from the knee injury, that my junior year kind of getting a pretty good workload early, I think might have taken a little bit of a physical toll, and then kind of ran into to a few issues with my back. So was never really 100%. You know, back to 100% healthy, but again, you know, got to contribute, got to watch Gartrell have a phenomenal senior year, and still was able to put myself in a position to get the opportunity to at least to get signed to a pro team.
Once, you graduated with a degree in journalism, so mm-hmm. you're in great company with the two guys sitting here. You and I worked together at the Mountain mm-hmm. West TV network for a while. Then all of a sudden, you're in the car business. Now tell us a little bit how the evolution of Kyle Bell's post-playing career ended up being a sales manager now at Ed Bozarth.
Yeah, you know, it's, to make a real long story short, you know, I kind of just kind of fell into it. Was pursuing the television aspect. You know, I wanted to go into TV. I wanted to be an on-air analyst. I wanted to do radio, you know, because sports, you know, if I couldn't play it, I wanted to at least be able to talk about it. So that was my degree, so I was pursuing it. Got a chance to be there at the Mountain, do some stuff on the radio, but it was never a full-time, you know, it wasn't full-time. It wasn't enough to really, you know, financially, you know, I wanted to be able to you know, to get married, to buy a house, to start a family. And so I kind of knew if I wanted to do all that, you know, I really needed something I think that would really lead to a career and something that was going to be solid. So I'd always kind of been interested in sales, read a couple books on sales, and it was actually my wife's idea. She said, we should go work at a car dealership, at least now maybe try to make some money. And so I did. I pursued that opportunity, got a chance to come on board with Ed Bozarth Chevrolet here in Aurora. And, you know, I didn't go into it with, you know, the mindset that, hey, I want a career in the car business. I just said, hey, I want a career. And that competitive side of me came out. And I said, I'm going to be successful. Obviously, I need to make money. So I came in and just kind of moved up the ladder a little bit quicker than I anticipated, than anybody else anticipated. Now I'm getting the opportunity to be a partner in the store and a general manager of a Chevrolet dealership. And I'm loving every minute of it.
You know, I know that's true because I'm over there yesterday. And I drive a Chevy, but first thing he looks at me, he says, you need an upgrade. I'm like, dude, come
he's
on.
He's good at what he does.
He's good. He's already got this figured out. And
always be closing. You always got to be closing.
And you got this stuff figured out. And boy, when I'm ready, I'll come talk to you. But I got to get my kids out of college first. But I like the Yukon I'm driving now, but, you know, you can always do upgrade.
At least you're with the right product.
That's right.
Former CSU running back Kyle Bell is with us. Kyle, you were a popular player back in the day. I know that I've got your signed autographed jersey hanging in my basement, and
you're old, Kyle.
He is old,
I know.
But he, you know, he was such a likable, you know, hardworking
Absolutely.
Guy, and he came from small town Colorado, and that's kind of the people that, you know, kind of player that people around here
yes.
Identify with and cling to and kind of idolize in that way. I know that my kids. liked him
well,
back
now
then.
Now you know where to take them for autographs. Cause he's, what time of the day are you signing over there, Kyle?
From 2:30 to 2:32.
Okay. All right, we'll make sure he comes by about that.
Because we were so slammed with people seeking that.
Do you get anybody coming in that, you know, to meet you? Has it translated any sales, you know, former CSU people at all?
That's why he's on the radio with them.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this, Joel. No. Actually, you know, obviously I'll use it to my advantage. I mean, that's the thing in sales. You don't always talk to everybody you know, make sure they're aware of what you do for a living. But on the flip side of that, people who do come in, you know, we wear name tags with our hometown. You know, on the name tags, we also have our names in our hometown on all our offices. So I will, you know, we'll get people who come in and they'll kind of put two and two together. Wait, Kyle Bell from Keensburg. Wait, are you the CSU running back? And so, yeah, you know, every once in a while that still happens, and that, you know, that kind of helps form a relationship with our customers who come in. So, you know, it's still, I guess, it's still I'm still honored that people still recall that and remember that, and you know, without me having to tell them.
Hey, well, you watch, obviously you're watching the team. I know you're at the CU game and don't necessarily get to go to Saturday games because you're kind of busy on Saturdays. But yeah. You follow the game, and we were joking earlier about 40 carries in one game. That's three games worth of running carries now for a running back.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like the new way of football? I mean, Garrett Grayson's rewritten the record book. Mm-hmm. Now, let's be honest. Are any of us going to sit here and say that Garrett Grayson's the best quarterback that's ever played at CSU? I think that's a stretch. I don't think that's true. But he's got all the records because of the style of football that's being played now. Do you like the new style of football, or would you prefer the way it was when you were playing?
Well, you know, I like the style of football that's going to win you games. I mean, whether you got to do it through the air, if you have to go out and run the ball 50 times a game, I mean, whatever's going to put you in a position to win, and whatever's going to win you those football games. And, you know, Garrett Grayson's had an opportunity to start a bunch of games, and I mean, and he's just done such a phenomenal job. It's been cool to watch him grow and watch him get better. And, you know, from where he was a year or two ago to where he is now, just the maturity and the leadership. And then, you know, you got to give Coach McElwain just, you know, huge props for bringing in D. Hart and Jarrell's, you know, the couple JUCO guys to get them. And, I mean, they've really, really kind of taken that and transform this team into a pretty versatile team when you look at them on offense. And so again, I mean, Rashad Higgins,
Hollywood.
Yeah, what he's doing, you know, at the receiver position, I mean, and he's got like 8 touchdowns already. So, you know, the versatility more than anything is what impresses me. And again, whatever's going to win you those games, that's the style of football I like.
Hey, what's the biggest difference you see? I mean, you played under Coach Fairchild. When you look at that, the style of play that he had and really didn't have a whole lot of success during that tenure as opposed to now, what's the biggest difference you see on the field or with the program?
Well, I think, you know, obviously my senior year, his first year, you know, he came in with a couple classes, you know, my class and then the class under us of some guys. You know, we had some pretty good athletes on those teams. Some guys who went on to play at the next level. Some guys who still are playing at the next level. It seemed to me like there was a little bit of drop off. I think in the talent level after the 2008-2009 seasons. You know, you can contribute probably a little bit to recruiting. I don't think it was so much the style of football. You know, Coach Fairchild obviously had a lot of success in the pros as an offensive coordinator. So it seemed to me just, I think, the talent of the guys that they had maybe a little bit to do with recruiting. And I think that's with Coach Mack, what he's doing now, you know, bringing in those athletes, bringing in some guys who really fit that system. And they're getting, I think, a better caliber of player.
Hey, Kelly, I'm getting a guess mix up. Kyle, we got to let you go real quick. But first, we need a prediction. CSU Nevada tomorrow night in Reno. What do you got?
I got CSU 35, Nevada 24.
A little low scoring, basically. What are you saying?
Yeah, it'll late night game. I think you know, whoever can come out and catch fire early, but I definitely you know, CSU's got this one.
I'm scared about this game for CSU, to be honest with you. I think it's going to come down to a key turnover. I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to say that they're going to pull out a late field goal, and it's going to be a super tight game, win by 1 or 2 points.
I say 41-36 CSU. A little low scoring, a little less scoring than last week's Boise State game.
But Mark, I say 35-24, and you say that's low scoring.
It is for these two teams. Watch this track meet tomorrow night for these two teams. Hey, Kyle, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week. Stay.
Thanks, my man.
Thanks, guys. Good.
Take care. Kyle Bell. Thank our sponsor, Ed Bozar Chevrolet, for bringing us the Kyle Bell segment, along with Rams Bookstore. We got to thank Griff and the guys at Rams Bookstore, too, for helping us out during the season. So, obviously, now we got to... That's going to wrap up first show. See, it's easy, right?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks to Kelly Lyle and Kyle Bell for joining us. Dan Feldman is running the show behind the glass, making us sound reasonable. I'm Mark Knutson. He's Joel Cantalamessa. RamNation.com is the website. This is Ram Nation Radio. We're back next Friday night right here on Mile High Sports Radio.